Peter, Paul, and Mary had a kind of an Irish tune to go along with the David Lean interview about Ireland, and that was called Gone the Rainbow. Okay, we'll turn to music now with the Rolling Stones' Honky Tonk Women. Coming up, don't forget tonight at 8 o'clock, Roger Ashworth will count down the brand new stateside survey for you, so tune them in at 8 o'clock, won't you? From Panorama, standing by, here's Ray Williams with Panorama. seconds for station identification. You're in tune to Panorama, the sounds of Vietnam on the American Forces Vietnam Network. From Saigon,
ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pills you took today.
Right there from Panorama in the year 2525, and all those groovy things are going to happen. It's going to scare me, I'll tell you that. C.W. Lane is standing by. Actually, he's sitting right here. C.W.?
A shooting spree which apparently erupted from an attempted eviction has left five persons dead and one injured in at a church campground near Birmingham, Alabama. Dead are the alleged gunman, his parents, a neighbor, and a minister. A strongly worded amendment setting tough rules for testing and storage of lethal germ and gas warfare weapons has met a agreement in the Senate. The measure is scheduled for a vote on Monday. France has devalued the franc in an action described as an inevitable move to spur the nation's financial recovery. The finance minister announced the 12.5% devaluation in a television address. In the Mideastern conflict, Arab guerrillas claim launching the fiercest and largest commando operation ever against Israel. Israeli officials called activity along the Jordan-Israeli frontier just routine. UPI correspondents in the area reported no hint of the massive attack claimed by the Arabs. And the public got its first direct look at a moon rock today through a glass window in a quarantine chamber. Scientists said the light gray stone, covered with pits and sparkling crystals, shows the moon's history of formation is quite complicated. Panorama News time is 4:05.
Thank you, C.W. 5 minutes after 4, as he said, and we have Tony Lyons here, Steve right there, and Panorama, and lots of good music.
They don't bother you unless you do some creeping yourself. To get bitten by a snake, all you have to do is sneak up on one and try to grab it. Unfortunately, the snake is sometimes faster than a hand. If you do get bitten, kill the snake if possible and bring it with you to the nearest medic or doctor. The dead snake will help him to determine what kind of serum to give you. The best advice, however, is not to get bitten in the first place.
Dusty Springfield now, and since you left Phillips and changed over to Atlantic, things have done wonders for your career. This one's called Willie and Laura May.
Willie and Laura May jumped for neighbors a long time back. They live right down the road from us in a shack just like our shack. The people would go in together, and we learned to count on each other. When you live man, you don't have the time to think about another man's color.
The cotton was high, the corn was growing fine.
Well, there was another place in another time. Sit out on the front porch in the evening when the sun went down. The winter was playing, the kids were singing, everybody would mess around. Hey, you play all right. Made me feel so good. I remember the best times of all when Dad and the camera around. We all would stop by Willie's house if you do. We all need anything from Ted. You say no, why don't y'all stop on the way back through? And I'll get love of it. Yeah, to cook up the barbecue. And you know that's good.
The car was high, the car was going fine. Well, there was another place in another town.
Captain Lutz, Private Sad Sack.
Well, Sack, you got here just in time. I'm looking for an expert cameraman.
Oh, an expert cameraman, I'm a wizard at photography. I specialize in double exposure. I've got the finest painting is my strong point. What's the camera?
Zach, you must be kidding.
Oh, yeah, sure I'm kidding. Here's a picture I took at camp yesterday.
Well, let's see. Who's this soldier on the left?
Oh, he's my bosom corporal.
Well, Zach, this picture didn't seem to come out so well. Did you develop it in a dark room?
Oh, I never use a dark room.
You don't use a dark room?
No, I just blindfold myself.
Well, the assignment I have in mind calls you for a real professional touch.
Oh, then I wouldn't do it all. I'm not a professor. You see, I'm just an amateur.
The job is to take Dorothy Lamour's picture.
I haven't taken any real good. I've forgotten a lot of the fine that's the point. It's Dorothy Lamour.
Somebody mentioned my name.
No, nobody mentioned your name. You keep your 2 cents out of the... It's Dorothy Lamour!
Of course it's Dorothy Lamour. Dorothy, you know this fella, don't you?
Why, hello, Bing. What are you doing here?
Oh, this isn't Crosby, Dottie. This is the other sad sack.
How do you like me in your bathing suit, Bob?
Well, you fill it all right, but not in the old familiar places.
Well, naturally. My figure is different than yours.
Yeah, you can say that again. You can say that again. Hooray for the difference.
Well, just take the picture, Zach. How do you want Dottie and I to pose?
Well, you can put your arm around her. And now, Dottie, you put your arm around him.
Like this, Zachy?
Yeah. Now,
code you're sending is sensible.
Quiet. Now, lift your face to Bob's, Dottie.
Like this, Zachy.
Oh, Daddy. Now what do you want me to do, Sack?
Brother, if you don't know, let's trade places.
Oh, man, we thought you'd get a kick out of that. That's one of the old radio shows we found here on the station. That was Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny, along with, of course, Bob Hope. And as near as we can figure out, it was recorded probably on the Armed Forces Network sometime during the Second World War. Andre Previn now with a...
They couldn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of rum. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick. fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man and give me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, peeling stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old. And I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you going on? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. Well, I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss. He went for his gun to pull mine first and stood there looking at me. And I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you out. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight. And I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now. And I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye. Because I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun. Called him a pawn, he called me a son. And I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then. Every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue.
Oh, they're having a good time here. I think they're going to like that song. That's Johnny Cash and a boy named Sue from Panorama.
When President Nixon paid his visit to Vietnam a little while ago, the first thing everyone was concerned about was security. Paul Dunn talked to the mission commander of the Cobra gunships that hovered over Saigon to provide just some of that security.
The protection of the President of the United States.
Put a little love in your home, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. Here's a way to see another day go by. Feel the children cry. Put a little love.
like that girl. That's Jackie DeShannon. And a real good song from the chart called Put a Little Love Into Your Heart. Right now, Mr. George Shearing, one of my favorites in a Latin sound thing called the Butterfly Samba. George Shearing right there, and that one's called the Butterfly Samba, and I forget the guys that back him up on that. Can you find out there, Steve, for us? It's a Latin bunch. I'm not really sure who it is. I think they play with Antonio
Carlos. It just says with woodwinds and Brazilian rhythm, so there's no...
Well, we'll never know now,
yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
I'll go around all week.
How about that, gang?
Yeah.
You're in the dark.
Greg Ray's with us again now on What's New in Australia. Greg, what do you have for us?
I've got a bit of a billboard ahead for what's going on. Especially for the chaps who are going on R&R. P.J. Proby, who's a big hit maker a year or so ago, is on at Checkers, and this is one of Sydney's biggest and most popular theatre restaurants. Ray Stevens, Guitar Sam fame, and what's the other one? Long King Charles. That's right. Yeah, he's on at the Silver Spade Room in the Chevron Hilton Hotel. They are pretty big places, and you can go in there and have your five-course, three-course meal, whatever you like, and sit down and enjoy the entertainment. Yeah. In most of those places in Sydney, well, in some of them anyway, you don't have to pay a minimum price, as is set in some of these restaurants.
But a lot of discotheques and things back in the States, it's just a band or entertainment, and that's it. For the most part, it's not real big. A nightclub probably wouldn't serve food.
Steve, talking about discotheques, this brings up a point that I was reading about the other day. They were saying that discotheques in the United States were on the way out, and in fact that the old jukebox era had sort of taken over or come back in from the disco, which had sort of taken over from it.
Well, I think the discotheque per se, in other words, the place that plays records, might be on the way out, probably because of the fact that there are a lot more groups now. A lot of groups have become popular, and there's an abundance of musicians and things like that. And a lot of these places that used to just play records and tapes and things like that and had no live entertainment can now afford to have live entertainment.
I see. The discotheques in Australia, of course, Steve, are still going pretty well. Mm-hmm. People over there are wondering what's going to happen with the new trend of discotheques sort of going out of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Whether Australia will follow up with the United States. There are a lot of bands getting around in Australia.
Right. We talked about that the other day as far as Just small groups starting to work their way up and becoming popular on a local.
This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much for Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man and give me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, peeling stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, because I'm the that named you Sue. I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
That's got to be one of the biggest country songs breaking into the pop field in years. Johnny Cash with a boy named Sue. Good way to get started here on a Dawn Buster for an August 14th, a Thursday morning, 24 minutes past 6 o'clock. Chicken Man, of course, coming up at 6:45. Later on, you'll hear about Dawn Buster editorial as we take a stand on another controversial issue. Comedy Town coming up too, so stick around.
That's King the Duck Harrelman socking another round tripper. And this is Kurt Cloudy in the locker room after the game. Ken?
Just call me the Duck.
Okay, the Duck. I'll bet all the ladies wonder how you get such a clean, close shave.
Yes, they do, Kurt.
And what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them that when sending postage-free mail to foreign countries, do not write the word free in the upper right-hand corner. Just leave it blank. Your military post office will place the correct entry on your letter, and you must include your complete return address to qualify for this service. But keep writing the word free on the letters to the United States.
So take it from Ken the Duck Harrelman. Buy some today.
I know you're all excited about it, but wait till after the show anyway. It's 6:30 on a Thursday morning. You know, the United States Army Recruiting Command needs talented men and women for assignment as Army recruiters. You're an E5, 6, or 7, and if you're confident in your ability to meet the public, see your career counselor for complete information. Army Regulation 601-275. I'll say it again, 601-275. Remember that, friends. Spells out the way to apply and the qualifications. There are openings in cities across the country and maybe even in your own hometown. Now, for short-timers, there are recruiting selection teams at Oakland Army Terminal or Fort Lewis, Washington. Find your future in Army recruiting. Make your decision now.
You're in every morning. ASPN, where you start your day.